There was a popular hymn during the 70s movement that began with, "It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing." That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone you want to pass it on. Wouldn't it be amazing if every believing family shared the spark of their love for God? That would be that they would even be like the children's song, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." That we would become lighthouses in these days of darkness. That we would shine the light of Jesus in the darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish it. John 1:5. Will you stop and pray that families will return to their first love, experience it, and want to pass it on? Father God, we thank you that you said that we are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, you encourage us to let our light shine before others so that they may see our good works and give glory to you, Father God, who is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you've admonished us to be lights, to not be hidden, to shine our lights, and to do good works that give glory to you when we do them. We pray, God, for families to pray for their neighbors as a family, that they would take walks and pray for their neighbors, that they would look for ways to be a light to those around them, that they would do simple acts of kindness that would take down maybe the reserve and the shell and the hiding. We pray that they would have, when they encounter a neighbor, that they would offer to pray for them or ask them if they have anything that they need in prayer, that they would invite them over for a meal or coffee or tea, that they would pray for divine encounters with their neighbors and ask questions to seek to get to know them and build relationships. And that beyond even their neighborhood, they would pray and ask you for them to be lights wherever they go, as they go by businesses, as they get service from restaurants or purchase things from stores in person. Father, we pray, or go grocery shopping, that they would look for ways that they could be a lighthouse in the middle of this darkness. Father, this year we know that many things are coming up that could be daunting. We're already facing many issues that seem very evil and dark. But how beautiful it would be if families committed to being a brighter light in the darkness. Because Jesus, you spoke and said, "You are the light of the world. Whoever follows you will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And you said that you have made us a light for the Gentiles, that we may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And at one time we were in darkness, but now we are the light in the Lord, and to walk as children of light. In Jesus' name.